unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today. Motor neuron death in patients with spinal muscular atrophy is related to abnormal RNA editing of two specific proteins, which leads to the activation of a key cell death pathway and neurodegeneration, according to a new study. Genes, which are composed of DNA sequences, are transcribed into molecules called RNA. In turn, RNA molecules are used as templates to make proteins, which carry out various functions in a cell. SMA is a neurodegenerative disease characterized by widespread RNA dysfunction, leading to abnormal production of various proteins. RNA dysfunction in SMA patients is the result of a mutation in the gene that provides instructions to make the survival motor neuron protein, or SMN, which is a major regulator of RNA splicing. RNA splicing is a process by which RNA molecules are edited to produce the final RNA product. When an RNA molecule is initially made, it is composed of alternating regions known as exons or introns. Through the use of RNA splicing, the introns of the RNA molecules are cut out and the exons are joined together. These exons are a vital part of the RNA molecule that actually contain the instructions used to make the protein. A deficiency in SMN leads to significant RNA dysfunction. The hallmarks of SMA is the progressive loss of spinal motor neurons, and researchers have been trying to understand the cause behind the excessive death of these motor neurons in patients. Studies using mouse models of SMA have shown that motor neuron death can be attributed to the P53-dependent pathway, which is activated by high levels of protein called P53. The role of P53 in cells is to stop them from dividing and trigger the pathways that result in cell death. The molecular mechanisms that link a deficiency in the SMN protein to P53 activation and motor neuron death in SMA are currently unknown. Normally, P53 expression is kept at low levels in the cell by MDM2 and MDM4, proteins that negatively regulate P53. Therefore, researchers hypothesize that P53 activation in SMA involves a dysregulation of MDM2 and MDM4 due to abnormal RNA splicing caused by an SMN deficiency. Using both cellular and animal models, researchers in this study showed that a deficiency in the SMN protein disrupts the balance between inclusion and exclusion of key regulatory exons in MDM2 and MDM4. Specifically, they observed that exon 3 of MDM2 and exon 7 of MDM4 are not included in the final RNA molecules for these proteins in SMN-deficient cells. This dysfunction in RNA splicing activity causes problems in the biological activity of MDM2 and MDM4, and P53 becomes active. In fact, prior studies have shown that irregular RNA splicing of these specific exons is associated with an increase in P53 activity. Therefore, researchers conclude that their findings mechanistically link dysregulation of alternative splicing induced by SMN deficiency with motor neuron death, the key hallmark of SMA.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Up next, SMA Perspectives from Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
From the SMA News Today social clips, Medicare and Medicaid, what you need to know. Medical costs are expensive, especially for patients with spinal muscular atrophy. If you're unable to work and thus keep a steady income, you may find it difficult to pay your bills and fees. However, for those in the U.S., programs like Medicare and Medicaid might help to alleviate some of your financial pressure. Healthcare can be hard to figure out, especially when it comes to eligibility and the benefits that result from being a Medicare or Medicaid patient. The difference between Medicare and Medicaid remains one of the hardest details to get a handle on, so we put together a summary of each program with a little help from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Medicare is an insurance program, and Medicaid is an assistance program. Medicaid is sometimes referred to as the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. Differences are found largely in the populations they serve, Medicare is primarily for people over 65 years of age, regardless of income, as well as disabled patients, including those on dialysis. Medicaid is for low-income people of every age. Because Medicare is an insurance program, patients pay deductibles for medical costs. A majority of Medicare bills are paid through trust funds that are supplemented by Medicare patients. Medicaid patients usually don't pay for covered medical costs. However, sometimes a co-payment is required. Medicare and Medicaid are both federal programs. However, Medicare is essentially the same throughout the United States. Medicaid, on the other hand, is run by state and local governments and varies depending on location. Medicare is run by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. To find out more about Medicare, head to medicare.gov. Medicaid/CHIP can be found at medicaid.gov.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.